Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Life Coach Linda Armstrong. Today is Friday, February the 7th, 2020. It's 4 p.m. New York time and wherever you are in the world. Thanks for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And Linda, this has been an interesting week for me for a number of reasons. I continue to work on a computer programming project that continues to give me fits. And I made a big decision last night that I was going to basically take pressure off of myself and, more importantly, stop dithering around on stuff that was interfering with the project. Because what I tend to do, I suspect a lot of people do this, but what I tend to do when I'm running into something and I keep running into barriers is I just start bouncing around to all kinds of other things, hoping that I'll find something that'll let me get through it. And of course, because I'm not right in the right vibrational space, I just keep bouncing into more and more things all the time. It doesn't really work. So yesterday I did two things to kind of counteract that in the evening. First, I got out the spirit cards that you recommended that I got for Louise for Christmas and started playing with them. By the way, I was very pleased to find that I was getting the same high level of accuracy that we get here on the show. So proving that it's not just you, actually. Which is a good thing. I'm very pleased by that. And they were very helpful. The messaging that I got was very helpful. Basically, it came down to a couple things. One was, you're good enough. Stop worrying about this. You actually know how to do this thing. You just have to relax and you know, try to have a little fun with it, and it's all going to come together. And then the second piece of it was, you know, cut yourself a break on the schedule thing. And, you know, just set some intentions and go do your thing. So I said, okay, all right. So I'll do that tomorrow. So I got up today and I even told Louise yesterday, okay, I'm going to get up. I'm going to talk to you before I get going. And I'm going to, you know, really set my intentions. And I'm going to just, you know, do it with this better frame of mind and this feeling like I can really get it done. So I did set the intentions with her this morning, went to work and immediately ran into a roadblock. I mean, just like immediately right off the bat. So I said, okay, time to practice this. So ran into another roadblock, another one. I said, wait a minute. There's something missing here. What am I missing? What am I overlooking? And I remembered one of the pieces of information that came from the cards. I can't remember how the cards expressed it, but the way I remembered it was, I need to slow down and ask myself, what is it that I need to do right now? What's the very next thing? So I don't go off bouncing in a thousand directions. What's the next thing I need to do? And I realized that the next thing that I needed to do was not the project, which kind of threw my mind. Like I was setting this intention in order to move the project forward. Well, no, the next thing to do was related to it, but I needed to understand how this one functionality worked. And I actually ended up spending all day on it. Mm-hmm. And I ended up learning it. I ended up understanding it by the end of the day. And it's not even something I want to try to explain because it's computer programming and I barely understand it myself. I won't even begin to try to explain it to the audience. Nevertheless, what I can tell you is there were two things in it that were kind of flaky, for lack of a better term. And I now understand why they're flaky. And it really informed my understanding going forward about how I'll be doing the programming. So even though I didn't get a line of code written, I'm in a much better place to start writing the code. And that was not the result I expected.
Yeah.
But it was good.
You know what's interesting about that is because I came on a little bit early, and while I was waiting, I thought, let me just pull a card just for, in general, for today's reading.
Okay.
We'll be pulling other cards anyway. And what came up was the hostilities card, but in reverse.
Okay.
And I think it actually applies to this.
Okay, tell me more.
All right, so I'll read from the book. But I can see how it can relate exactly, you know, to what you have been talking about. So it says, this card reversed marks the end of hostilities for you. There's a shift in the energies around you and even about you, and the universe supporting your own internal shift as well. Whether the aggressive action has ended due to external factors or your own intervention, this card bodes well for more peace and harmony. Be aware, however, there may still be some actions that you have to take, and it may seem on the surface that things are slow in getting there. But this card is encouraging you, letting you know that your inner vibrations are changing and the situation will be resolved.
That does sound like what I just told, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you did say, did you start out saying that this is something that happens, like it's not...
Oh, this has been an ongoing issue. The dithering around, the skipping from subject to subject and trying to figure this out and getting blocked and figure that out and getting blocked and understanding this and getting blocked and blocked and blocked and blocked and blocked and blocked. That's been a very, that's been going on for a few months now.
Okay, so another interesting thing is I came across this little process today that I plan to use with one of my clients this next week because I heard it. I'm like, oh, that's perfect for so and so, right? Well, it's also perfect for you right now.
All right.
So there's something with access consciousness that they term as trifold sequencing, and that basically means like there's these three infinite loops, these programs that are just kind of running. You're not aware of it, they're just there. So you want to
Okay.
do a clearing for that?
Sure, yeah, let's hear
All
it.
right. So I wrote this one down so I wouldn't forget it. So, and you just basically have to agree to it. And I'm going to
Okay.
pock and pot it. I mean, I think I did some of that before, right? But so if
I
anyone
think
wants to
so.
know what the access consciousness clearing statement means, you can go to theclearingstatement.com and you'll find out exactly what it means. So it's a
Okay.
whole bunch of different aspects of clearing energy so that it's gone for good.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the clearing for you. How many trifold sequencing systems that are stimulated by feelings you are using to keep you from the creations you could be choosing, and everything that allows those to exist, do you wish to uncreate and destroy it all?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. Times a godzillion, that's a number only God knows.
I love that one.
And the clearing statement is this: right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Just sit with that for a moment.
I don't even know what that
You don't have to know what it means, but it's
means,
like, you know, what's good and bad about this, right and wrong about this. Pod is point of destruction, pock is point of creation.
but
All
that's okay.
nines, there's like these nine different aspects of the clearing, which is just so hard to hold in your head, so it's just all nines.
Oh, okay.
But you can learn about them at theclearingstatement.com.
Okay.
Shorts, boys, and beyond. So shorts are just a short version of, and I forget exactly what that is. Boys, and they're like they, you know how we always say you peel the layers of the onion, to get to the core thing, and then we clear that, and it's gone, right?
Right.
But then you notice 2 years later, some other something that's related to that comes up again. So like boys, they refer, it's like what is it called? Nucleated spheres. You know how like when the little kids have that bubble thing that makes bubbles upon bubbles all in this one big thing, and you
Right.
pop one and the whole thing doesn't pop. It just fills in again. So that's what the nucleated spheres is. So we're clearing that so that this can be gone and not have to not just keep remolding itself.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And then,
Absolutely.
shorts, boys, and beyond. Beyonds are like when something just hits you and you're like, you don't even have words. It's beyond words, right? So
Okay.
those are just different aspects of this clearing statement. And I was actually listening to somebody's podcast earlier today and they were doing some clearings on it. And I'm telling you, I could feel this energy just flying off of me. So access consciousness, people out there, you might want to, you know, check into that a little bit. And then another aspect of this I love, and I talked about access bars because I'm doing a lot of that now too, is that, and that's just by touching different points on a person's head, and it's like deleting the programs from the computer. But there's
Wow.
one, this one aspect where you hold, and what it's doing is making it so that these things don't come back in. It's like locking out all the stuff that was just cleared.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is nice because I've known many healing modalities. I've never seen an aspect of them that makes that clear.
That's
This
pretty cool.
does. Yeah.
Yeah. I
So
mean,
it's
'cause
really cool.
that's often a problem. I mean, no matter what kind of process you're talking about, you get yourself into that great place, and then the next day you're right back on the old place. Like, oh, wait a minute, what happened to all the work I just did? I'm back where I was before. So, yeah, having a way to avoid that is really good.
So yeah, they're really good. So anyway, isn't that, don't you love that? How I
I
just
do.
heard that, and actually I was intending that I really know that that would be perfect for someone else that I'm working with. And here it comes along what you're talking
Yeah.
about. The card fits it.
So thank you
And
very much. I mean, that's
this
great.
earlier clearing I heard, because when I hear a really good one, I write them down because I want to be able to use them again. It all, you know, that's energy for you. Everything is energy. And the more you become aware of it, the more you'll see how synchronistic, how things just flow. Because the universe is meant to just flow with ease.
That's very cool. Yeah. And you also mentioned the onion metaphor, which of course a lot of people have used in a lot of different situations. And whenever I hear it, I'm always reminded of how it was referred to in the movie The Blind Side, the story about the football player who was came from the projects and was supported into a pro football career by a couple from Tennessee. And the couple were played by Sandra Bullock and what's his name? He's a country singer. His father was a major league pitcher, and I'm drawing a blank on what his name is. But in that movie, the couple are talking about Mike, the football player, who is now in their home, and they don't really know him, and they're trying to, you know, figure out how to work with him and so forth. And Sean Tuohy says, "Well, Mike is like an onion; you have to peel him back a layer at a time." To which Sandra Bullock, as Leanne Tuohy, replies, "Not if you use a knife." And that's basically what we just did. We used a knife to cut right through to the core, quick.
Yeah, get rid of that other stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, cool. So anyway, you got your thing handled.
I love the fact that you had the card drawn before we even started the show. I don't know if you actually did this on purpose, but it's almost like we had one more proof. It isn't anything that is contrived. You pulled the card. You didn't even know what I was going to talk about. You didn't even know that I was going to talk about anything at all. I talk about something that's directly related to the card and is tied into this other thing that you're doing for a client. I mean, this is mind blowing.
Yeah.
It's just mind-blowing.
That's how it works. That's the fun of it all, right? That's
crazy.
That actually points out that all the possibilities that are there. Mm-hmm. So we want to open ourselves up to those possibilities and stop blocking that flow with all this nonsense programming that we picked up. And most of it's not even ours, you know, we just have taken it on. And none of it's ours. We've just taken on all of this stuff by experience, by being that young child and looking at all these big people and thinking, oh, this is how this world works. Oh, okay. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do learn, not the best habits, shall we say.
Yeah, but the nice thing is that awareness is more and more there, where a lot of people having children now more and more are becoming more aware of the effect that their junk, how easy it is for a kid to absorb that. Mm-hmm. And usually the parent wants to protect the kid from their junk.
Sure.
So they don't realize they actually give them the junk. Like, you know, you don't want to do that because, you know, if you do that, well, I did that and I wound up bankrupt, right?
Yeah, so, right.
In the attempt to save that child from their past experience, they're actually just piling it on.
It's true. And it's a lesson that it's not just something that parents try to learn and need to learn. Bosses, teachers, anybody who's in any kind of authority over another individual will fall into that same trap. The belief that they are responsible for the other person learning how to behave properly or be successful or whatever.
Right.
And that's never true. It's never, ever true. But we tend to think that.
Yeah. And unfortunately with teachers, because teachers, they're well-meaning, but when they single out that the way this kid acts and does his work or whatever is the proper or the right way or the more successful way, those kids who have a different way of doing it, who can maybe be way more successful than that one, now feel like they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
So you grow up thinking that there's something wrong with you because your way is not that way. And that's everywhere.
Yeah. It cuts through all areas of society. And like you say, the good news is that people are becoming aware of it. They're becoming, they're beginning to recognize, okay, maybe I just need to take a step back. Maybe I just got to trust that this other person is going to grow in the direction that they need to grow anyway, which is what we tend to do when we're left, to do it, to grow on our own rather than being told how to grow. And results, I think, it's kind of like doing the cards. We do the cards every week. And I've even mentioned it a few times on other days how when you first came on, you started doing the cards. I actually rolled my eyes at it for a while. And then you just kept bringing the cards in, and they kept being dead on.
All right. So you know, it's really fun.
Let me finish my thought first.
Go ahead.
So, you go through that a few times and a few more times and a few more times. And suddenly that whole program just changes in your mind. Like there's nothing crazy about this at all. This is actually pretty cool stuff. And that's what I see happening on a larger scale. The more experience they get with letting go and seeing positive things happen with their kids, with their employees, with their friends, with anybody who they have influence over, they're going to start getting that feeling like, wow, it really does pay to just let go of it.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So yeah, that was my point.
And that's it. That's the awareness. There's awareness and consciousness.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are walking around unconscious. They don't realize it. And it takes people like what we're doing, people, a lot of people who are actually bringing this stuff out. And many people might think that we're crazy.
I thought I was. I still do sometimes.
And I personally don't care how crazy people think I am. You know, I don't hold anything back. But what's fun is I was getting so excited and why I was cutting you off is that the card that I picked up next is Cornucopia.
Aha. Okay.
That's got to be good.
You can kind of see where that's leading because a cornucopia is like this collection. So where does this collection go?
Oh, and it's number 11. How does it get any better than that?
I'm not a big numerology expert. So why 11? Why is that any better?
It's an angel number, 11. If you see 11, it's a big awakening number. Like when people start seeing repetitive numbers, especially when they're 111, 222, 333, 444, 555, you know, you see them in sequence like that. You can look them up. They all hold particular meanings, but mostly they're just letting you know that you're supported by these energies around the universe.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And the 1111, just this whole thing about the awakening that's happening on the planet.
So certainly a lot of people post on Facebook and so forth, their cell phones when they show 1111 as the time or something like that.
Yeah. So Cornucopia. Mm-hmm. And it's probably no coincidence that they had that card be number 11 in this book.
I'm sure.
So it says, wishes fulfilled. The abundant harvest and great blessings are waiting for you, and you may even find all of your wishes fulfilled. This cornucopia of gifts from the universe can come in form of financial riches, job fulfillment, romantic love, or all of the above. See, because we're talking about opening up to all the possibilities, right? And
that's
how everything's there for us, except we have these programs and things that are kind of blocking the way. And that's why I love the work I do, because I tear that stuff down. It says, when you receive the cornucopia upright, you know that you've done important work and it's about to pay off.
Ah.
Woo! Right there to your program you've been working on.
I like that. Yeah, the sound of that is great.
The seeds you've planted in your energy and in your life are ready to be harvested in some significant ways. Get ready for a great feast of abundant value is being prepared for you now, and spirit is applauding all of your effort.
Very good.
Nice.
It's nice to have that kind of a message when you have been doing the work, because it often plays out this way. I've been reading the Joe Dispenza book, You Are the Placebo, and he often talks about how people do the work, and they aren't seeing anything, but they keep doing the work, they do the work, and then all of a sudden something happens, something shifts. And that they didn't know it was going to happen. They just knew they kept getting no result, but they kept going anyway.
Right, and you bring up a really great point about what you're saying right now is that that's the problem that people have with manifesting. Manifestation is how it comes in. Actualizing is bringing it in, right? So sometimes we use the wrong words there. But the problem that a lot of people, and I've fallen prey to this many times, is you plant this seed of some sort, and then you're looking for the result, like immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And by doubting it, because you don't see the immediate, you're adding now this blanket of negative energy, which is going to make everything a lot worse. But if you notice, when you forget about it, little time passes, boom, there it is.
True.
Right?
Very true.
So, yeah. So I've been playing with that a lot more. Like I'm just, and that's this thing with asking questions of the universe. I'm just asking it, putting it out, and I'm allowing the universe to send it back to me. And I'm telling you, since I've been doing this, things are shifting so much easier. You know, and I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel good like all the time.
That's great. That's a wonderful feeling. Yeah. Well,
because I'm having more and more trust by deciding, you know what? Because that's the thing, trying, negative word. This having to think that I know how it's going to come or what logically makes sense for me as to how these things fall into place, well, they're very limiting. And I've said this for years, but it's like my thing with patience. I think I learn it and then I'm like, I don't have it. Then I think I learn it, I don't have it. But the whole time you're just learning it at a different level, right?
Right.
So that's this whole thing with like putting it out there, letting it go.
That was
then the inspiration comes, you take the action. It's not that you don't take action. You don't just say and do nothing.
Oh yeah, of course.
You let it go. So the inspiration, the correct things that will actually make things move in that direction can fall into place without those roadblocks saying, wait, didn't come yet. Didn't come via this road.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's not coming.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's often the feeling that's associated with it. Mentioned this earlier in the week, but since coming back from vacation, you know how it is when you go away on vacation, everything is fun. I mean, assuming it's a good vacation, and most vacations are, you know, everything's fun. Every day it's something new. It's exciting. You're smiling. You're having a good time. You know, you're having great meals. You're talking with good friends or family or whatever. Everything is just, it's just like one really good thing after another. And then you come home. And when you get home, everything is back to where it was before. And that's what Louise and I ran into. I mean, like from the moment we walked in the door after this beautiful 10-day vacation, it was like snap right back into the old way of doing things. And we both basically within like 24 hours said the same thing. We can't do this. We can't just snap back there and just waste all that great energy we've been working on. We got to put it to use here. So since then, we have been deliberately, really consciously taking those experiences, taking that feeling, and using it as a way to basically give ourselves a little momentum and give ourselves a little push toward making change, toward shifting, toward changing perspective, toward, you know, whatever steps need to be taken in order to move away from that old pattern. And we've been doing it. We've been doing it. I mean, I can't say it's been easy, but we've been doing it. And every single day we are getting a different perspective on how things work. I mean, Louise had, before we went on vacation, she was spending most of her time on the couch, just couch potato existence. And she started doing that again that first 24 hours. And we talked about it. We said, no, we're not going to do this. And since then, I mean, she's hardly even in the house anymore. She's out doing stuff. It's just amazing how much she has just taken control of it. And I've been kind of doing the same thing with my project. Now, my project, I'm pretty much locked in on sitting in my office and working on stuff. But even as I've been running into the old roadblocks, I was finding myself saying, no, I'm not going that way. I'm going another direction. I'm making changes and so forth, which we saw right here manifested in terms of, well, last night to this morning, I had a different experience. And then you bring these cards in and now all of a sudden I'm getting that feedback. And that's where I was trying to get up to. That feedback, like you said, you go through this period where this seems like there's nothing happening. You need to have that input that says, it really is happening. Just keep going. Just keep going. So that input is beautiful. It's so helpful to be told that you're on the right track. You're doing the right work.
So let's do a clearing on that. You're in this great energy from this vacation. You come home and it's boom, back to the same old, right? Mm-hmm. Let's want to do a clearing on that.
I'd love to. Sure.
So let's just clear everything that is that creates the expectation of moving from a great feeling place to the same old roadblocks. Do you choose to uncreate and destroy all of that?
Absolutely.
All right. Good, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
I love that phrase.
We just let that go. Declaringstatement.com. If you want to, you can see Dr. Dane here tell you all about it.
Okay.
So we can just let that go. Right? We don't need to carry that. I mean, there's so much stuff. We just keep clearing it.
That's true.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you brought that up because that's. It's just an expectation that you allow to remain in. It's like, it's just that loop, right? We're just repeating that same old loop.
And it's so easy because it's an old pattern, you know, so old patterns hang around until you do something about them. We just did something about it.
Well, it's the same thing with it being familiar, you know, like sometimes your misery is just a familiar place to be. It's comfortable and moving into something exciting. Although it's exciting, it's maybe not comfortable. So, you know, then we sabotage and go back to what was comfortable.
And we're really good at that. Absolutely. Yeah. One of the fun things that Joel Elston, when he was doing the show, would like to point out, he said, isn't it interesting how the comfort zone is rarely comfortable when you really look at it? But we think that it is. We think that it's comfortable, but it really isn't. We settle for something.
Oh, no, but we know it so well. So our system exactly. is familiar with it, right? Yeah. So that's the whole thing about awareness, consciousness, breaking out of these old patterns, getting energy healing, which makes it go a whole lot easier and smoother for yourself. Mm-hmm. Just learning new things, you know, listening to more information about the truth of our being and the power that we have to make this change, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, let's pick from the vibrational energy deck. See oh, okay. what we get here. Breathe deeply.
Sort of a Buddha there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind
a
of
Buddha,
yeah.
a lotus, a glow yeah. in the heart center,
yeah,
flower
okay.
on the top of the head as well. Okay. So breathe deeply. Let's find that.
All right.
I probably need glasses for this. Let's see.
One of the smaller print ones.
There it is. Breathe deeply. Okay. So it says, you are not openly accepting the vibration from the breath of life. You have somehow blocked off your divine right to inhale deeply and fill your lungs with the life force that is yours. Take 3 deep breaths right now. Let's do it. Just feel that energy. Actually feel it coming in from your feet, from your hands, from your head, from everywhere, just into every cell. Nice deep breath in, letting it out. And again, breathing that beautiful love energy of the universe in and actually exhaling that same beautiful energy. Let's just get that flow going. So it says, okay, and clear the struggles that you've had inside. Breathe in the energy of life and let go of everything that no longer serves you. So you can think of it that way. That could just be a healing process for yourself right there. Just imagine breathing in all that, whatever you want to call that energy, love, peace, joy, excitement, enthusiasm, possibilities of the universe, like breathing it all in and letting go of anything that would prevent that from being your natural way of being.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to call it negative energy. It's just whatever would be like preventing you from truly being who you be, which is
yeah.
this amazing, powerful energy that is the universe that we're all a part of.
It's nice.
So that's a nice card.
Thinking about breathing all that, I usually call that the source energy because that's what Abraham calls it. And I like the idea of breathing in that source energy. Too often I and others I know will tend to have the tendency to think of that as something outside of ourselves, or yeah, it's inside, but it's way inside. It's not where I am right now. It's not here in the physical world, but it is here in the physical world. It's right where I am right now. And
yeah, and it's just,
I'm basically reconnecting with it.
It's so easy to experience. I did a video on that like a week ago or so of just pulling energy from the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And you just pull it in. You pull it in through your head, your hands, your feet, and you just feel, and you can pull it in all different directions. You can just pull it. You don't have to, I mean, sometimes it's kind of fun. I'll do some kind of visual with it just because I enjoy it. But you really just have to decide that you're pulling in this energy.
Mm, yeah.
Just breathing in this energy that is energizing you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fuel, right? It's
yeah.
our fuel. You know,
that's true.
And really another thing too, is like, you want to really be in working with your body. We are spirit. We mm-hmm. live in a body.
Right.
Right. We have a body. We are not our body, but we have this body. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
talk to it. We talked about that maybe on the last show, right? Like picking, you know, what do you want to eat, body?
Yeah. Right.
I think we talked about that. Yeah. So I've been doing more and more of that. And the more I do that, the more I get the answers like right away. Because sometimes you can get trapped into some patterns, you know, like, body, would you like to have this ice cream right now? Now, maybe your body says no, but you're like, you're going to override it because you really want it. So you trick yourself into thinking that, oh, no, my body wants this. You have to really find your way of feeling the yes and the no. And the only way to do that is to do a lot of it. So you start getting familiar with what feels lighter, which is usually a yes, you know, and heavy, which is usually a no. Or is this true?
It's interesting that you mentioned diet, because one of the things that happened on vacation was we visited my brother and sister-in-law. My sister-in-law, Yuona, was actually my first full-time co-host starting about 5.5, 6 years ago. And she did the show with me for about a year. And during that time, she was telling us a lot about the research that she had been doing in pursuit of her PhD, which she got. She actually ended up getting the PhD in statistics, but a lot of her work was in the neurosciences, neurobiology, and so forth. And she was sharing a lot of what she was learning that dovetails beautifully with what the teachers of law of attraction and energy and so forth teach us. And so that part's been really cool. While we were visiting them, she was talking to Louise mainly, because Louise was asking her some stuff about the role of food and how carbohydrates can be working against you, and you know, a variety of things that she has learned that she was sharing information about. So I mentioned that because you were just talking about how how people are trying to make those changes, and maybe they're running into issues, but you're trying to stay focused and so forth. That's one of the things we were really doing since we got back. So when we noticed that we were kind of in that stuck place, one of the things we said is, okay, we're going to start making some real big changes here, which was, it was big in two levels. First, it was big just because it's big to do that. Second, it was big because it's something Louise had been resisting for the longest time, and now she's actually taking the lead on it. So, I mean, it really just illustrates how we're both just focused on, we're going to shift this whole pattern of what has been going on for the last, I don't know how long, a long period of time. And yeah. So the clearings that we're doing today, I love that because that really helps to reinforce the change. But I guess what my point is, you also have to, you have to be doing it. You have to take the steps, whatever steps you can. And you may not have a lot of steps you can take. Maybe you don't have a lot of money, or you don't have a lot of free time, or you don't have the right relationship to work with somebody to do this kind of thing. But you take the steps you can take, and those steps make a big difference.
And something I've been actually playing with myself is the word diet contains the word die in it, doesn't it?
It does. True. Yeah.
It's so negative. And then I'm thinking about, well, lose weight. What if I lose it? It means I can find it again. I mean, how many times have you, I know I've roller coastered up, down, right? So I want to break that pattern. Mm-hmm. I choose to, I don't want is a lacking word, right? I'm going to break that pattern. Mm. And I've been kind of just saying to my body, what can we do to release this excess fat? Because that's what I want to release. I want to build the muscle. I don't want to lose weight in that sense, or lose weight, like let go of weight. So I'm just asking, and then the inspiration will come. What can we do together to release this excess fat?
That's good stuff. I like that. Yeah. By the way, it also reminds me, Yona and I, my sister-in-law, we're talking about having her come back onto the show for a bit. So it's looking like starting in March, we're still finalizing this, probably Mondays in March, she's going to be joining the show, and we're going to be doing in-depth look at the books of Dr. Dispenza, and she's going to be talking more about the scientific side of all this stuff. So
good.
Pass that along to listeners to kind of give you a heads up. This is coming. I'll give you more information as it becomes available. But right now we're kind of tentatively aiming at probably starting around March 2nd. So just wanted to put that out there.
Cool. I'm going to choose from the Wisdom of the Avalon Oracle deck. Let's see. Okay. And we get, it doesn't matter, fear. And doesn't matter if it's upside down or right side up, number 48. Let me find that one.
By the way, while you're finding that, I'll also put I might as well get the promos done, right? For people who are listening and liking what you're hearing here and you haven't subscribed, most of you are subscribers. We know that for sure. But for those of you who are not yet subscribers, make sure you take the time to do it. It's so easy to do. And if you're not sure how to do it, just go to the homepage of our website, loatoday.net. And right at the top of the page, you just go click, click, and you'll be done. And then all of our episodes will come streaming to your phone every single time that we put one out there. And check us out on YouTube, because we live stream to YouTube Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. New York time, as we're recording these. And you can see us as we're doing it. So do it both ways. Subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Very cool. Okay, so fear. It says this marker, because this is like Wisdom of the Avalon. It's like your journey through life. So it says this marker asks you to identify how fear may be affecting you in this part of your journey. Mm-hmm. And it asks, are you afraid of failure? Perhaps you're worried about success and the changes it brings as it pushes you to be all you can be. Are you afraid of losing something that you don't yet have? Is your fear valid? Have you seen actual evidence of adversity and trouble, or are you seeing false evidence which gives the appearance of being real. That's that FEAR acronym, right? False evidence appearing real. So it says, fear is a crippling companion and it indicates a loss of faith and connection to the divine. Remember that the God Goddess doesn't give you anything that you can't handle. Fear comes from the part of you that identifies with separation, division, and form. To release yourself from it, remember that you are first and foremost an infinite soul. Look through those eyes and the fear will subside as you remember to trust the way of the mystery. Like, you know, allowing that magic to unfold in your life. It says, don't struggle with fear. Look inside, see the part of you that is afraid and send love, light, and compassion inward. This would be a very good time to write an inventory of your fears and their possible solutions. Once on paper, you may find that you've been afraid of fear itself. Mm-hmm. This is an auspicious omen of transformation. Yeah.
I can remember a time when I was afraid of fear itself. It's probably not the best way to say it. Probably not afraid of fear, but noticing that I was consumed with fear, noticing that it was a focus of mine. And what was strange about it is I didn't actively feel afraid. Instead, I was almost like the observer from afar looking at my situation saying, wow, I must be really afraid the way I'm feeling right now. It was a very disconnected kind of a fear. And so I point that out to say, you know, we can be afraid and not really be recognizing that we're afraid.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah. Especially when it comes to success, because people don't think of that. Like, no, I want to be successful.
Oh, yeah.
But if you look deeper, there is a fear of that success, of allowing yourself to shine your light and be all that you can be, of drawing that much attention to yourself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of different aspects to the fear.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. It's a strange phenomenon, but I guess it's part of the larger journey. The more that we explore how we feel inside, what we think inside, what our connection inside is telling us, the more this stuff starts to pop up. This is one of those things that popped up earlier on for me, but it pops up at various times for people. So when you start noticing, well, geez, I must be afraid of success, you think, oh, well, that doesn't make any sense. And then you start, you know, seeing evidence of it in your own life. And it's like, huh, okay, I didn't know that was there. And that's what I mean. This stuff just starts to percolate out. You start saying, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah, or you're in denial of it. And again, that's really due to a lack of awareness and consciousness. Because as you open up with more awareness and you tap into the consciousness and realize that you are so much more than what you appear to be, then you want to see those things that are coming up. Then you recognize, wait a minute, what is this? Oh, I might actually be afraid, you know, of doing that. Or, you know, the fear could be like, you know, some people can only reach a certain level, say with their income or something, because they fear outdoing their parents. You know, that's a program that's very common that people have. Mm. Like, fear could show up in many different ways. It doesn't mean you're fearing for your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fear can be, it can seem rather benign, which is strange. But if it's a relatively low energy fear, by low energy, I mean, not one that's dominating your psyche or something like that, it can seem like, well, that's not really fear. And then as you look at it a little bit closer, you say, well, yeah, I guess that kind of is in the fear family. It doesn't feel like I'm, you know, being chased by a lion or something.
Right. Or you want to be in this loving relationship, but nothing is working for you because there's a fear around actually allowing someone to love you that much.
Well, yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah, that can be a big deal.
Or whatever it might be. There could be many different aspects of that.
Now that I think back, before I met Louise, I had a fear that anyone I met wasn't going to love me anyway, before I even met them, before I even gave them a chance to find out who I was.
Right. Yeah. So that's common. You know, I mean, all right. So should we go to the Divine Energy Oracle?
Why Divine not? Energy sounds good to me. I like that.
Did we get this last week? Go what for your this? Dreams.
Yeah, I think we did. Yes.
It seems very familiar.
Yes.
So yeah, no fear. Go for your dreams. You don't have to read the card.
That's straightforward. Just go for it.
Go for it.
Don't hold back. Take the step.
I'm writing them down as they come. Yeah.
It's reminding me of something that Mike Dooley once pointed out. He said it was his way of trying to illustrate that you need to take action, particularly after you've been inspired to take action. That's what you were referring to earlier, the inspired action thing. And the way he expressed it was, it's like sitting in your car and you have this destination you want to get to. You're a little bit nervous about it, but you want to get there. And he starts listing all these things humorously. He says, you got your vision board in the back seat and the copy of The Secrets in the right hand seat, and you're all ready to go, but the car isn't moving because you haven't put it into gear yet. You got to put the car into gear.
Yeah. And it's easier to do that when you can recognize the difference between an inspiration to take action or something that's motivated by a fear of not even being able to accomplish it, right?
Yeah, true.
Or not even a fear. Sometimes it's just I know I've done it before where I've created like a program or something, but I didn't realize at the time until my coach pointed out to me, well, what's the energy behind you're doing that?
Mm.
And it wasn't this energy of wanting to share something with people and help them, which it was, but the motivating energy behind doing that was, what was it? Let me try to remember. It was driven by wanting to earn more income. So creating the product just for the money, but not for what it truly would have been all about. So guess what? That didn't go anywhere.
That's a big deal.
The wrong energy behind it. But I didn't see it until my coach pointed out for me. She goes, well, what did you create that with?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's just that it's not the right time, but it's especially not the right time for whatever this creation is that you want to put out there. You can feel it. Cause once you point it out, I'm like, oh yeah, no, it feels really heavy. Mm-hmm. And that's when you get back to that. What's true. You know, truth will always make you feel lighter. Something that isn't will make you feel heavier. So the whole thing felt heavy. So how could there be anything good to come from it? Like, how can that draw anything to it if it didn't have that lightness about it to begin with?
And that's a big deal. I mean, it's always a little bit dangerous to generalize, but I'll risk it here for a moment because I think this is a pretty prevalent pattern. I'll say that one 3 times fast. But I've been noticing a lot among the young, particularly among millennials, that there is a tremendous, it's almost like a social drive to make lots of money, to find that job, you know, to get that degree, to whatever. And it's all about being really, really hyper successful. And I mentioned that because where were we? Louise and I were on like a weekend thing, just, you know, going to a town somewhere in New England. And I don't remember where it was, but we went into a shop and Louise bought something at the shop. And while we're there, we're talking to the girl behind the counter. And somehow it came out that she went to school here in Connecticut. Well, we're in Connecticut, you know, so we shared that in common. So we talked about that for a bit. And I think she was a freshman. It was in her freshman year. So I asked her, you know, what's the natural question you ask a freshman? What are you majoring in? Right. She said she didn't know. She was thinking about it still. Wasn't quite, you know, didn't have to make the decision just yet, but she didn't have any good clues. And I don't even know why I said it. It just kind of blurted on my mind. I just said, you know, everybody says go for the money. And my reaction is don't go for the money. Go for what you love. And you should have seen the look on her face when I said that. And the first words out of her mouth were, boy, you never hear that anymore.
Yeah.
Which illustrates, you know, people are so, they're so caught up in, I have to go make the money. They forget to connect inside. They forget to listen to what, you know, their inside messages are saying to them. They block it out.
Right. And what you said was really so powerful, because when you're approaching what you love doing, the money will just flow.
Yeah.
Because you love doing it. You know, that's, it lights you up. And the more it lights you up, the more inspiration comes as to all the different ways that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
So, yeah, what you were saying, I think, is just really, really poignant for a whole lot of people today, and probably not just millennials. I think probably all generations, a lot of people are kind of caught up in that trap. But it's certainly something that it really does pay for us to kind of sit back and take stock and say, is that really right? I mean, if I've been doing it for a while, I know what the evidence is. The evidence is showing me I'm not enjoying this a whole lot, and maybe things are actually getting worse, and maybe the stresses are building up. And well, what does that tell me about that path that I was on from the beginning, going after the money? Maybe it wasn't the right path after all.
So what are the years that constitute a millennial?
Millennials, I believe now, would be from like 21 or 22 till about maybe around 40, something like that.
Okay, so they're born between whatever those years are.
Yeah, it's usually broken down to baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Y, which is millennials, and then the latest one now coming up and now coming of age are Gen Z.
So the baby boomers, what is their age range?
Baby boomer was basically everybody born from World War II through around 1960.
Oh, okay. And so then after that was the generation...
Gen X.
So I guess I'm right. A Gen X. I'm 1961.
You're right on the cusp. Yeah, you're like bordering them. You got one foot in one and one foot in the other.
That would make sense. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to pick another card. We're going to go from the answer is simple.
Okay.
Let's see what that simple answer is. Decorate.
Decorate. I love it. Oh, that's pretty.
All right, so decorate. Let's see the message behind decorate. Number 50.
I'm wondering if this message is going to be very much related to what Louise and I talked about last night, but we'll see.
Oh, okay. That would be fun. Let's see. Number 50. All right. So it says, the spirit is a sensitive light body and is influenced by the environment it finds itself in. Dreary, dark, messy, cluttered, unclean surroundings send the spirit out the door and invite the goblins and the trolls of negativity to move in and camp out in the corners. Oh, yeah, I totally get that. That makes so much sense to me. It's time to set this right. Open the blinds, clear the deck, paint the walls, change the light bulbs, and decorate the atmosphere where you live. Make your environment a proper home for your spirit. Your spirit must dwell in a cheerful and festive place filled with color and live plants, fresh flowers, clean windows, and bright light. That makes so much sense, right? Because you could feel the energy, the difference between that.
Yeah.
And something that is more dim and dreary and dirty and dark and, you know. Okay. So your spirit is a holy guest in your body. Ah, talked about that before, right? Mm-hmm. And must be treated as royalty. You wouldn't disrespect visitors in an unwelcomed environment or expect that unwelcoming environment or expect them to dwell in your mess. And you shouldn't disrespect your spirit by giving it less than the tranquil settings it deserves. So take time to create a festive and bright atmosphere for your spirit. Be happy to welcome it home. Give it the proper surroundings and put out the best you have to receive it. And I'll tell you what, when you're in surroundings like that, I mean, that's like going on vacation, right? Mm-hmm. Why do you feel so great? Because you're on vacation and you don't set up a dreary vacation, do you?
Most people don't. I certainly don't. I won't speak for everybody, but.
I don't think anybody does. I don't think they would call it a vacation. It's always light and airy and full of fun. Well, why can't every day be a vacation? And really, your surroundings do make a difference.
They do. And that is related to what Louise and I talked about last night, because we talked about if you're wanting to shift things, and we were definitely in the last week or so, we were definitely in the mode of we want to shift things. We don't want to get back into that old pattern. Then you shift whatever you can shift, even if it's like little tiny micro shifts. So for instance, you know, you can just, like you said, redecorate. You can just move the furniture around. You can just change the way you do things. If you have a certain order of doing things in the morning, you change the order. Any kind of change at all will help shift and break patterns that have been going on for a long time. So we've been making lots of little shifts.
Yeah.
That's paying off.
I used to move my furniture around a lot.
Did you?
then I had my home. Every time I moved, I had the feng shui done by these Chinese ladies in New York City, in Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what this is all about. And then I stopped like moving everything around. But I didn't like that because the energy never really, you know, like I like to feel energy change or freshen it up. It's like fluffing up a pillow, right?
Yeah.
Woo.
You're all choked up. Wow.
Thing going on. I don't know. Maybe this next card might have something to do with that. It's weird. Yeah. So changing the energy. I mean, it feels different. If you're, you know, men don't maybe do this as much unless they live by themselves. You ever change your whole living room furniture around and you're like, wow, this feels so different.
Yes.
It feels different. Of course it feels different because you're changing the flow of the energy in the room.
And changing perspective too, because I mean, if you've got the chairs in a different place, you're going to be sitting in a literally a different place in the room from a different perspective. You have just shifted the perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. And changing up the colors or, you know, just it's for me, it's fun, but I guess that's the artist in me too. I like to do those kind of things.
That's good. I'm curious to know what that next card is going to be, because I have a feeling it's tied into what's going on with your throat right now.
Let's see. Well, it was the dolphin spirit, but it was upside down.
Okay.
This and that are true. Number 20.
Okay.
All right, let's.
This and that are true.
Let me find that. Number 20. All right, so it's cleared up now, but usually that happens when maybe some message wants to come through or when I'm feeling something that is a resistance in somebody somewhere.
It sounds like a resistance. Yeah.
We were talking about, you know, lightening things up, making things brighter. Okay. So let's see, dolphin spirit, but it was reversed. Okay. So it says, when you most want to be acknowledged as right and see other ways as wrong, dolphin spirit appears as a reminder that the story of your suffering and righteousness is a little more complicated than you're admitting to right now. Do you want to see things in black and white and be rigid in your ideas of what's correct and what is not? Release your rigidity and embrace the fluidity of life as you recognize the grays that remind you that there are two shades in every story, two sides in every story. An upside to each downside and a blessing in every challenge. What you think is wrong may end up being right for you. So let dolphin spirit soften your heart so that you can make the best decision at this time, playing with the possibilities that present themselves.
Yeah. I'm reminded of the idea that I basically picked this up from Cindy Chavez, the idea of leaving positive and negative behind as concepts, as words, and replacing them with prefer and like versus don't prefer, don't like. Because when we talk in terms of positive and negative, well, there are a couple things that are kind of problematic about the words. There's nothing really wrong with them. It's just kind of problematic because they often have a moral component to them. And when you get moralism in there, it can really mess things up a lot. That combined with the fact, you know, one person's positive can be another person's negative. You know, I can love mountain climbing. You can hate mountain climbing, and it's the same thing. You know, just two different ways of looking at the same thing. So that's what I was reminded of when you were reading that card. It's just a question of understanding what are the different ways of looking at something and then picking, deciding which one you like.
Or it's a perfect opportunity to ask the question to the universe. You know, what is right about this that I'm not seeing? That's a big one to ask. Anything that's going on. What is right about this that I'm not seeing?
Yeah.
Because you have this limited point of view and you don't see all those different possibilities. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's a good message. It's a valuable message. And it's actually one I try to remind myself of fairly frequently. I think I'll tell you, I've been doing it long enough now, doing that particular exercise, trying to find where's the like side of it, as I like to call it. I've been doing it long enough now that if I voice it, I actually piss people off, which surprises the heck out of me. Because all I'm doing is I'm expressing. I mean, it actually happened with my nephew, actually Louise's nephew, so my nephew by marriage. We visited him in Florida while we were there and had a nice little visit, spent the day with him. He showed us where he used to go to school, showed us where he lives, and we went to a couple of places. It was really nice, really, really nice time. But at one point during the conversation, he said something and I liked what he said. And so I just very friendly way said, yeah, I like that. That's good. I didn't say like, but I just reinforced it. And he turns to me and he says, are you sassing me? And it's like the last thing that was in my mind. I mean, I had no concept of that.
You mean like, are you making fun of me for?
Are you making fun of me? Yeah. It was not at all what I was doing. And I apologized. I said, really, honestly, I'm not trying to sass you at all. I'm just expressing. I like the fact that you're doing this, but it illustrates how, you know, even though I may be making changes, it doesn't necessarily mean everybody else is making the same kinds of changes. And so I was actually expressing something that. I'm going to guess here. I'm going out on a limb. Maybe his friends and he have a way of, like, you know, teasing each other. And the way they tease each other includes, oh, I'm going to say something positive, but I don't really mean it, or, you know, something along that line. And so he turned what I thought was a really positive thing into a negative. And I'm thinking, holy cow, it really illustrates how my perspective and his perspective on that were two entirely different perspectives.
Yeah, but maybe he also had this fear or this expectation that people won't get it, what he's doing.
Possible.
And then here you do, and he's like, what? It rocked his world, because maybe that's not a normal thing for him.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, because then you just injected a lightning bolt of light into his life. And an opening to different possibilities that, yeah, not every time does someone think that what you think is wrong. Because maybe that's what was running for him.
But that's the kind of thing I've seen more and more of. It's almost like people are in a mindset that says, well, I know things don't always go right. So if somebody is telling me things are always going right, I can't trust what they're saying. As strange as that sounds.
And so that just shows you how we all have our own stuff going on, you know?
Yeah.
And that, I think at the core of all of that is this knowing that we are a gift to this world, and we all have our unique ways of expressing that, but so much of it is we don't allow to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when things like that pop up, so, you know, like here you're thinking what he's talking about is a great idea, but his expectation was probably that most people don't get me.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. What did it, you know?
It was, I'm sure there was something like that going on. And I think there's good news out of it. The good news coming out of it is, if it was a bolt of lightning, or even if it was just an injection of unused to positivity, you know, good feeling stuff. Hey, I injected some good feeling stuff. However it came across, and now he's aware of it. So
yeah,
it's going to have a positive impact of some kind. I just don't know what.
You totally zapped him.
You think so?
In the very best of ways, right? Like, you're just a little crack open. So then there's a little bit more awareness that comes in.
Yeah.
That's why the more we can be that light for other people, the more we can light up everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, little by little, everything changes in the whole world. Because some people think, but that's such a little thing. How could that make a difference to the world? Every little thing makes a difference to the world.
It does. It does. I mean, and it makes, when you're doing work on yourself, it makes a bigger difference quickly. You notice it faster. One of the big things I really noticed about this vacation compared to past vacations is how much more I loved it. And I know, without even having to think about it, it's because of the work I've been doing on myself. I mean, I've already related how we went to Universal Studios and saw the Harry Potter exhibits at the two locations that they have. And I literally, from the moment we went to the first one to the moment we walked out of the last one, which was about a 2-hour period, I was literally grinning from ear to ear the entire 2 hours, which I, in past vacations, never came close to doing. You know, yeah. I've just gotten myself into such a good place that I was in euphoria, just continuing euphoria. And it was wonderful.
I would have to say you've opened yourself up to receiving. So you can receive more now. Like, look, you're going on walks with people and you're receiving from them, right?
Yeah.
They're feeling some energy from you and they're responding and you're letting it in. You had money stuff come in that you allowed yourself to receive, right?
Yeah.
Now here you are on this vacation and you're allowing yourself to receive every bit of it. Mm-hmm. Not being in that mindset of who knows what it costs or how much weight I'm going to gain or what I have to go back home to, or, you know, all those other stories that sometimes people don't let them just be there and receive all the fun of where they are, because they're already not being present here and now and thinking of the not so good things instead of all the good things that come from being in this place of receiving right here, right now.
It's a powerful place to be too. It's so, it feels so darn good. It feels great. So this has been good. I'm glad that this last part of this hour we've been spending on focusing on this, because it's a reminder to me. We had so many good experiences on this vacation. I want to keep reliving them. I want to bring them back in so that I can experience them here at home, you know, where I'm trying to break those patterns. That's a great way to break a pattern, focusing on what you love.
Well, and look at the cornucopia of all of that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's where that card comes in beautifully.
So let's do a clearing for people. So everything that you are allowing and contributing to that would prevent and forbid you from being open to receive the cornucopia of all the gifts that want to come to you within this world, would you now uncreate and destroy all of that?
Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's going to come with that.
Everyone, I hope.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Times a godzillion, even. right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Fabulous. That's a great way to end the show. It's perfect. Yeah. You couldn't have done any better. Well, actually, I should do one more thing. Remind people where to find out about Linda Armstrong.
Oh, yeah. Lovemylife.coach. Anything you want to find out is there. It's all there. Even my YouTube channel you can get from there.
Beautiful. All right. Well, you got me set up. You just helped me get into a great place for the weekend. I can hardly wait for the weekend. This is excellent. So thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you also to our live stream listeners. Thank you especially to our podcast listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a podcast. It's just wonderful to have you along for the journey. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye.